Good morning. Today is Monday, October 19th, first day of Mar Cheshvan. Wishing everybody a good Chodesh. We are beginning Perek Tes of Mesilas Yesharim, Beveir Mafsideh Hazrizos V'Harchaka Mehem, explaining the factors that detract from Zrizos, from passion, from alacrity. We are on page 146 in the Art Scroll edition. Hineh. Mafside hazrizos heim heim magdile ha'atzla. The factors that detract or get in the way or are obstacles for zrizos are whatever factors that increase laziness and inaction. V'hagadol shebekulam hu bakashas ha'menucha ha'gufanis v'sinas ha'torach v'ahavas ha'idunim v'tashlum kol t'naihim. He lists three things that he says is really one. And that is, coming back to what he's been discussing, our body, the physical part of ourself, wants to stay at rest, does not want to move, does not want to exert itself. It just wants to stay at rest. And he says that's the source of laziness. Laziness is just the desire of the body to stay at rest, not to move. So he says, what increases laziness when a person, bakashas hamenucha, bakasha, as you see from Esther, she'ela si'u bakasha, see, bakasha means a goal, an ambition, not just a request, a goal, an ambition. If your goal and ambition in life is menucha, is relaxation, v'sinas ha'torah, and not just somebody who is a little intimidated or annoyed by hard work, but sinas ha'torah, somebody who despises exerting themselves, the ahavas ha'idunim v'tashlum kol t'naihim, and the love of physical delights and physical pleasures to their fullest degree. So it's not, as you see, he's very careful with his language. It's not just somebody who likes relaxation and somebody who is a little intimidated or doesn't love hard work and somebody who likes physical pleasures. It's an extreme. Bakashas hamenucha, your ambition is relaxation. Sinas hatorach, you hate, you despise exertion. V'avas haidunim b'tashlum kol t'naehem, and you love delights to the fullest degree. You always want the best, the biggest, the newest. Kine Adam Kazeh Vada Shetichbar Alav Ha'avoda. Of course, if that's what your goal is, that's what your ambition is, then Tichbar Alav Ha'avoda. Avoda Hashem is going to be a great burden. Lifnei Boro Kovid Gadol. Kimi Sheyirtzeh La'achol Achilosav. And now he gives practical examples. If you want to eat B'Yishuv Menucha, not B'Yishuv Menucha, B'Chol HaYishuv HaMenucha, you want to eat with absolute peace of mind and relaxation. V'lishon shnasa b'lo torah, and you want to sleep undisturbed. V'ma'en l'lechazim lo le'ito, and you refuse to move if it's not at your pace. V'chayotze b'dvarim eila, and again, he's very careful with his language. He's mishi yirtze l'achol b'chol ha'yishuv, lishon b'lo torah, yimayin l'lechazim lo le'ito, chayotze b'dvarim ke'ela, hine yiksha lav lashkim l'vate k'nesios b'boker. Then avodas Hashem is going to be very difficult. It's difficult to get up early in the morning and daven before work. If you want to sleep undisturbed, you want to walk at your own pace. Ola katzer besudasam b'nei tefilas ha'mincha ben arbayim. You're in the middle of lunch and it's time for mincha. Ola tzeis l'dvar mitzvah im lo yeh ha'etz baror. Or to leave your house for the purpose of performing a mitzvah if the weather is not perfectly clear. Kol shekin l'maher atzma l'divrei mitzvah l'talmud Torah. And how much more so you're not going to rush to learn Torah and to do a mitzvah. U'mishem margil atzma l'minhagas ha'ela. And a person who accustoms himself to these practices, einenu adon ba'atzmo, la'asos hefech zek shiyirtza. What you don't have is control. Your body controls you. Your soul, the spiritual part of yourself, is not the adon. You're not an adon ba'atzmo, la'asos hefech zek shiyirtza, to do the opposite of what your body wants to do, which is just stay at rest and relax. Ki kvar nesar ritzono b'masar ahergal anasa tevasheni. You're not the adon because your body has won because it has created habits which are second nature. Listen to his beautiful lashon. His will has already become bound by the shackles of habit which become second nature. The amnam tzarich sheyeda ha'adam. How do you get out of this? He says it starts with a full realization. Ki lo l'menucha hu ba'olam hazeh. A person was not put in this world for relaxation. Ela la'ama v'torah. You were put here. We were put here for toil or effort. And you have to change your attitude. You have to act as if you are a worker who is working for an employer. How do you convince yourself that you have to work? Because you committed. You committed to your employer. We, we should treat ourselves like hired day laborers. Every day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life, it's like he's putting us in this world. We're his poel. Even more vivid imagery, like soldiers who are at war. A soldier in the middle of a war at their battle stations understands that when he's eating with knowing that at any minute he can be called to the front. Every time you sleep, you need to catch whatever sleep you can so you have more energy, but you can be called up. And this is what it says in Eov, man is born to toil. So what he's telling us is whatever keeps a person lazy and at rest, that is going to be the mafsideh hazrizos. And if you can convince yourself that that's not where your ambition should be. Obviously, everybody likes rest. Everybody likes a good meal. But there's a big difference between liking it and making it bakasha. Bakasha means, what is your goal? What is your ambition? Our ambition must be for avodas Hashem. Wishing everybody a good chodesh.